Oh, hey, everyone. So I had auto start turned off. And apparently now auto start works. So I actually wasn't ready to go live yet. Sorry about that. Yeah, look at that. Now it works. Huh. I don't know what is going on. All right, so this is a... was not actually ready to start streaming yet. But you guys can hear me. So one quick moment, and we'll get going here. I just want to check something really quick. Yeah, auto start was enabled. Okay, so yeah, for whatever reason, this stream's starting a little weird. Okay, we'll get going right now.
The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music.
Ruga likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
everyone, and welcome. Oh, well, we don't want it all the way down. Hello, and welcome to another stream. Today we're doing NHL 22. One sec, I got a couple things that are a little discombobulated on my desk. All right, there we go. So, sorry for such a rough start. YouTube has this thing where if I have auto start turned on, it actually doesn't start streaming. Now, for whatever reason, it's streaming correctly again with auto start on. So I actually was not prepared to go live when I clicked start. I was like prepared to start sending data to the server and then click go live on the actual web application. So I don't know what happened there, but yeah, it worked. Hey, Steven. Hey, Leonian Universe. Hey, Seb. Let's see. Who else is here? Nightbot's here. Courtney is here. Hey, Alex. Hey, Liam. Oh, that's me. Yeah, so you guys are here. Thanks for being here. Glad to have you. We're doing something different today. We're doing a mainstream game. And I'm just going to preface this with some honesty. You know, with Madden this year and FIFA this year, both being very disappointing in terms of accessibility. Steven, I'll be playing on the PS5. I don't have an Xbox Series X or S at the moment. So I am going to be using the PS5 controller, and we will talk about that because that is definitely, you know, something that I'm interested in. But listen, I'm going to be honest with you guys, as I tend to be, I am not expecting great things. I'm expecting a lot of disappointments, but I like hockey. I always have enjoyed hockey. I'm going to try to get the most out of this game that I can. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not expecting much. So I just want to be honest with you guys. If you're coming here expecting some amazing stuff, prepare to be underwhelmed. And I apologize for that. But again, we're honest here. I don't lie to you guys. I'm very open and honest about my feelings. Sometimes I think it gets me into trouble. But it's the way I feel that I should be. I should be honest with you guys. I don't want to shine you guys on. That's not what we're here for. I'm here to try to give you unbiased reviews as much as humanly possible. And I'm going to do my best to do that. So before we go any further, I do want to thank my awesome patrons, Anton Bayer, Doug Schock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, Danny Combs, Michael Lau, Kyle Smith, Munawar Vajani, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Davidson, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Blind Life Gaming, Michael Welty, Luna Raven, Heather Messaker, Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hillary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Shane Erle, I think it's Erle, we're going to go with Erle, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Abdullah DeBase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Filichek. Thanks to everyone who is a patron. If you'd like to become a patron, visit leRVEN.me/P. And you can donate every month automatically, and it helps the channel. It helps me. And you get my eternal gratitude and thanks. And if you donate $2 or $2.50 or $5, you make it up onto the Great Wall of Patreon. So you could be like, look, my name's on the internet. And I think that's kind of cool. So that is Patreon. You can also donate to at leRVEN.me/D for donate. Super chats are always welcome, although I do kind of preface that with saying that, listen, super chats are cool. YouTube will take a large chunk of every super chat, though. So Patreon and Streamlabs are really the preferred methods of supporting the channel if you can. Super chats are okay, too, if you want to do that. I mean, ultimately, listen, every little bit helps. I just want you guys to know that, you know, 30% of what you do goes back to YouTube, unfortunately. When does the season start? Season starts next Tuesday, Steven. Actually, I believe the Penguins are part of the ESPN doubleheader against the Lightning. So that will be exciting. And of course, oh, hey, Lexi, how's it going? Lexi is here. And James is here. So a couple of programming notes for you guys that I want you to know about. Tomorrow night, if you are a youngin', this does not apply to you. Tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Twitch, or what's left of Twitch, after getting hacked, we will be playing Quiplash. We'll be doing Quiplash After Dark. And we're going to be playing some games of Quiplash. It's going to be a little spicy. I'm not really putting limits on things. I'm allowing people to be more adult. Obviously, there are a couple of rules apply, and we'll talk about those tomorrow. But it is definitely going to be an 18 and over stream. I would ask that if you are younger or easily offended, that you don't tune in. You know, I don't want anyone to get their feelings hurt, but we're not gonna pull any punches. We're gonna have a game of Quiplash. We're not gonna really worry about what we say, so long as what we say does not offend or hurt others, is not racist or homophobic. We're fine. Yeah. If only. Well, actually, if you own ESPN Plus, you will be able to watch a bunch of NHL games on ESPN Plus. I don't think you can watch in-market games, unfortunately, but that will work. Hello, Mark. Yeah, you should be able to watch the game, Steven. I don't know. Hey, Colby and the Man's channel, it is going good. So, yeah, so I want to let you guys know that tomorrow is Quiplash After Dark on Twitch, not on YouTube. We're going to do it over on Twitch, just because Twitch. Next Thursday is going to be Jackbox Party Pack 8. And I am doing two streams on Thursday. The afternoon stream will probably be at the same time, 1 p.m. Eastern. I mean, I could even do it at 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm not opposed to doing it earlier. But we're going to be playing several of the games. There's two games we cannot play due to them being drawing specific. But we're going to play the games. We're going to review the pack. We're going to discuss the accessibility. And then at night we're going to play again and just really play. Like, we won't really talk about, you know, accessibility. We're just going to, you know, play. And that's so that people in both time zones, whether you're in like European time or going to be on like late American time, can tune in and play as well. So we'll be doing a double dose of Jackbox Party Pack 8 next Thursday. I am really excited. It looks like three games we can play. So I am super excited. I'm especially excited for the Wheel of Epic Proportions, or whatever it's called, Outrageous Proportions or whatever. It's going to be a lot of fun. Steven Schaefer says, I've never watched too much hockey, but I've been trying to get into it a little bit more lately. Well, this is a good time to start. The season for most leagues starts now. Western Hockey League just started last week. I believe the OHL and the QMJHL, I think, starts this week or next. OHL, I think, starts next week. So this is a good time to check it out. Chris Douglas says, what system are you going to be using? We'll be using the PS5. And actually, let me go over here and let's bring up the console. If the console is blocking anything, please let me know. Controls. I should hopefully not be blocking anything on screen.
Official new followed games. Official explore. Home for Liam Irvin. PS5.
Okay.
NHL.
So there's
22.
NHL. So we're gonna open that in just a second.
Games home.
Why?
Button.
Why does the
press
controller do that
select
when I set it down? Is
one
it
five.
Bumping something? It's really touchy. Oh no. There we go. We want the background dot. So hopefully it's not covering anything of any real importance. I'll try to adjust the camera if somebody's stuff is getting blocked, but you guys are going to have to let me know. Hockey is fun to watch. You know, it's just good when you can hear the sounds of the actual game. I fall asleep to commentary. I can't really fall asleep to hockey because I'm really into it, but it is relaxing with the sounds of the game. Obviously, if a goal goes off, I mean, that's going to wake you up, so I don't know so much about that. I've got my uptime today. This is my blood orange uptime. I'm drinking energy drinks because I have a long day. Oh, excuse me. On the channel tonight, we are doing Voice Spark Live. So that's on at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you can watch that here. I will be live on Voice Spark. So they're like, hey, can we broadcast on your channel? I'm like, yeah, you can. So is this on PS4? Yes, but I would really say that I think the best experience is going to be on PS5. So this year, there is a PS5 version. So that is one exciting thing that I'm actually looking forward to, because I want to see if they've taken advantage of the haptics of the controller. That is definitely something that I am interested in. Now, prepare to be underwhelmed. I do not know what has been done accessibility-wise. I have not looked at this yet. You're going to get my raw reaction. I am coming in with this, into this with no sort of expectations other than expecting that it will be like last year's. So, hockey is fun because you meet on the edge of your seat throughout the games. I've been to one before. I've been to many games. I will miss when I move. I'm going to miss that because I live 5 minutes from the Chicago Wolves Arena. And I'm going to miss that so much. I don't even want to think about it, honestly. I'm going to try to go to a game or two this year so I can catch a little hockey before I move. All right, so let's start this.
Button. Press cross to select your media home.
Ah, what is it doing? Why does it do this?
Button.
Is it because I'm touching the
select one of five?
The pan? I don't.
Your media home.
Why does it do that?
PS5. NHL 20.
All right. So
remaining time on your early access.
All right. So I've got 10 hours left on my trial.
NHL 22.
So here we go. So we are starting this for the first time. Again, I don't know what to expect. I'm hoping for the best, expecting the worst.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I should really have the logo do stuff with the controller. That would be kind of cool. All right, so it's give me the... So I got Maple Leaf Sports, 2021 Electronic Arts. I got things covering this screen. All right, so I'm assuming I hit that. Oh, there we go. Press A. All right, so I think we're going to get an intro video. Oh, legal agreements, Electronic Arts. So I think I just press A to accept.
Score clock calibration. Use the left stick to adjust your screen area for the best gameplay experience.
Why are we going
to
get this again?
Save and continue.
No, this means we're not going to get text-to-speech, you guys. Oh, come on, man. Oh, man. All right. Well, we're just going to enjoy it for what it is. All right. All right. So now what do I press to? Where did my sound go? Did I lose sound?
Control center for NHL 22.
All right, I've got the calibration. How do I get past the calibration?
All right. Welcome to NHL.
You press
for accessibility
square.
Settings, press the triangle button. Your NHL settings and accessibility.
So
press
they
the
did
L1
this again,
button the
which
button to navigate accessibility categories. Visual accessibility.
I don't like
color
this.
Blindness,
I've
default.
Complained about this before.
Option to adjust colors for color blindness.
I appreciate that James Cebulski reads these, but this means that it's not going to read any of the other screens, which I need.
Player name indicator on.
Oh, that's
displays
cool.
The player name when in possession of the puck.
Okay. So what I'd love to know is where this is on the screen so we could use Lion to read who has the puck. That would be cool.
player indicator size. Large.
And that's cool. We're going to make that large.
This setting controls the size of the indicator above a player's head. When set to off, no indicator will be shown. Okay. This setting will only take effect if both control hints and feedback hints are set to off. Puck size. Normal. Sets the size
right, we'll
of the puck.
Leave that.
Puck highlight. Medium. Accessibility option to increase the shadow on the puck and make it easier to see.
So essentially, we've got our same settings from last year and 20.
Color blindness. Default.
All right.
Player name indicator. All right. Audio accessibility. Master volume. 10. Menu narration. On. Menu music type. NHL soundtrack. Top. NHL theme.
We're going to use that.
Coach calls volume. 10.
Oh, coach calls.
Menu music volume. 10. 4. Arena music volume. 10. 6. Commentary volume. 10. 8. Arena announcer volume. 10. 10. Crowd volume. 10. 5.
We're going to bring that to 5. Oh, 6, yeah.
Goal horn volume. 8.
8.
Sound effects volume.
10.
Master volume. Controller right. accessibility. Controller vibration. Enhanced. This will turn controller vibration on or off.
Enhanced.
On.
Oh, what is enhanced? Hold on here.
Enhanced.
Okay, now I just got interested. Now I just got a little interested. Oh.
Difficulty. Semi-pro. Rookie. Your controls. Skill stick.
We're going to use
hybrid.
NHL 94.
Gameplay preset. Preset 2. Traditional. Preset 1. Arcade. Controller vibration. Chat accessibility.
We don't need
speech
that.
To text. Visual accessibility.
All right.
Color blindness. Default. Your NHL experience. I have not played recently. This offers standard control. I am experienced. I have not. I am new to sports gaming. This offers simpler controls in gameplay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
I am an expert. I am new to sports game controls. Hybrid. Combination of button. Skill stick. Use the right stick. NHL difficulty. Rookie. You
yeah,
are new
that's
to
what
the
I
game.
Want.
Gameplay presets. Preset 2. Traditional.
Preset 1.
Format. Preset 1. Arcade. 3-minute
That's
periods.
Fine. I'll change that.
NHL settings. Thank you for setting up your hospitality
You're welcome,
settings.
James.
You can make changes to these at a later time
Enhanced.
By visiting the settings screen. Go back and
oh,
edit settings.
That's exciting.
Accessibility settings. Go continue.
All right, so we're probably going to get a video.
Hey, everybody, it's Carlin Bathe, and here's what's new in NHL 22. This year, we're giving the best of the best players in the league the superstar treatment. You can
hey,
unleash zone
yeah,
abilities
superstar
and
expectors.
Superstar abilities to create game-breaking plays at both ends of the ice. And you can learn the unique skills of the superstar X-Factor players to dominate or counter the competition out on the ice.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I'm glad they're bringing this to NHL 22. Apparently, they upgraded this game to run on the new engine. So, can I...
Now you can collect superstar X-Factor player items in Hut. Start off with one superstar X-Factor
And again, because no TTS, we can't do that.
Play. Level Superstar X Factor right, brings even gonna... more depth. You can earn those X Factor. There's new ways to play in the world of Chell to make
yeah,
your creep
yeah,
with the all new
Chell.
World of Chell Hub. It's
don't care.
EA Sports NHL values an inclusive community. We believe in providing
okay.
a
all right,
launch trailer.
Oh, cool. Okay, so at least he tells us. So we got a trailer for this year. Can we?
Stanley Cup game, free skate, main menu.
All right, we're going to go to the main menu.
Choose your favorite team. Use the left stick to choose your favorite team, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Now, what kills me
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Is he reads all the teams.
St. Louis Blues, Seattle Kraken.
Oh, they got the Kraken this year. Yeah, I love that he reads them, but he's not going to read them when they're choosing teams. At least I don't think so.
Edmonton, Detroit, Dallas, Columbus, Colorado, Chicago, Carolina, Chicago Blackhawks.
You know I'm going to be the Hawks. All right. Connecting. Attention, thank you for... All right, so it's a thing about collecting rewards, which I don't care about. All right, so he's going to read the menus.
Hot.
So
play now.
Here's
Rosters.
My problem.
Creation zone. Practice mode. Shootout mode.
I love they got shootout
settings.
Mode. Yes, settings. All right, settings is down here.
Accessibility.
Watch this, though. That doesn't read still. Come on, you guys. Come on. All right, so we are in. Your initial experience. All right, so none of these are really changed. So let me see if I can
accessibility.
Dredge this up from memory. Game list resets. Okay. All right, so none of these I really want. Let's see. Select. All right, so rules is off. So I want off. I'm going to set the time to 5 minutes. Yeah, there we go. 5 minutes. Perfect. Okay. To answer a couple questions that you guys are going to be asking, how am I reading? I'm OCRing. I'm so used to this game because I wanted to play this so bad. I just made it work for me. But let me tell you, I'm disappointed. I'm really downing this right now because we were... Man, the only thing that has me excited right now that I'm actually looking to messing with is I want to see this enhanced vibration. I'm really interested. I'm wondering if they've added some stuff to let you know when you have the puck. And if they did... That's going to be cool. All right, so let's go down here. And this should be rules. Oh, that's controls. Okay.
Sorry. Accessibility.
This might be rules. Yes. All right, rules are set to off, 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 off. Everything's off. All right, so right now I need to mess with sliders.
Accessibility.
All right. So the sliders should be in here. And let me tell you, there's a lot of sliders. So I'm going to try to quickly as I can. All right. As quickly as I humanly can. All right. We're not going to change with game style. All right. The effects attributes will have on your players. I'm going to leave that alone. Determines how often sticks will break during gameplay. The speed of the play and players in the game. I'm going to turn this down. We're going to slow the game down a little bit. This will adjust the effect that being tired has on player performance. And I believe it's CPU first, then human. So I'm going to make the CPU, if the CPU gets tired, I'm going to make them play really bad. And then I'm going to make, oh no, wait, I think I'm doing human. Hold on. Yeah, I am. All right, so let's do human. I'm going to turn down. I want to make this arcadey, and I'm trying to give myself an advantage because these games are a little hard. I'm going to make the computer, if it gets tired, I'm going to like make it dumb. Good luck now. All right. Fatigue recovery. The speed that players will recover from being tired. I'm going to leave that alone. Frequency of injuries to players on the ice. I don't really want injuries. Is that for... okay, so that's just for everybody, I think. So let's turn injuries off. I don't want anyone getting injured. Listen, it's only a game. No one should get hurt. Oh, wait. Never mind. You can actually set it for... Yeah, maybe I want the CPU to get injured all over the place. Yeah. Yeah, I changed my mind. I want to make the computer break everything. I want him, like, breaking all his legs and arms and uvulas and stuff. Also, it's kind of fun if you're if a guy gets injured and you check him, there's a lot more fights. So we're just gonna, there we go. All right, let's see here. All right, next page. How much speed a player loses when back skating? I don't know if I'm going to really change that. All right, so we have hustle type, putt carrier agility. All right. Authentic versus classic speed burst. All right, I'm not going to mess with that. Okay, you can change the agility that a puck carrier has with or without with the puck. All right, so player acceleration is where I want to like start. All right. How high a top end speed a player can reach. I want to slow the computer down and speed my guys up. I may have actually just skipped. Yeah. Let me see here. Player acceleration with and without the puck. All right, so I'm going to turn their acceleration down. I'm going to turn my acceleration up. I'm going to turn their top speed down. I won't turn it. I'm going to bring it down all the way, and then I'll kind of... Okay. Then I'm going to turn mine all the way up. Oh, 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 oh. How high a top end speed a player can reach. How high a top end speed a player can reach. Okay. How easy a player can turn while skating. All right. So I'm human. So I want to be able to like be agile as heck. All right, so next tab is going to be, oh, shot accuracy. All right, so here we go. Now we want to do this. Let me check messages really quick. Sorry about that. Hi, big blind gamer. Personally, I'm a bit of a purist. I'd like to play as realistic as I can. I don't want to because it'll make the game a lot harder to control. Now, I'll be curious to see what these enhanced vibrations do. So maybe I will be better with that. All right. The accuracy of a shot taken from a one-timer. And I believe... Yeah, okay. So I want my accuracy to be up. I want his to be down. I mean, his can be kind of down, but I'd like... The accuracy with which you will hit the selected target. I definitely want my accuracy up because remember, I'm not really going to be able to aim, I don't think. The amount of power when used when shooting the puck, I will leave his power alone. I'm turning my power all the way up though. Listen, I want those pucks to fly. The accuracy level when taking a slap shot. Turning his down a little bit. Turning my up all the way. Okay. The power level of a slap shot. I definitely want my slap shots to be up. I want this goalie to feel it, man. All right, next tab. Oh, interesting. Okay. Now we go to passing. When the setting is on, the power of the pass is controlled by how long you hold the button. Okay. And I believe that's on, so that we can use to adjust the power of the pass. How accurately you need to aim at a receiver to get an assist. With the slider at the lowest value, there is no assistance at all. All right, so I'm going to want that up all the way. I want to be able to get assistance on my passing. Passing has always been really hard for me. I don't tend to pass. I tend to get the puck and skate and then fire. Ability to set the minimum speed a pass puck will travel when not powered up. Okay, so this will set the speed of the passes. I don't know if setting them too high is going to be a problem. So I don't know if I should really be doing this. Wow. Is that going all the way up, or am I just changing something else? I might have maxed that out, actually. All right. So I'm going to... maybe tweak that slightly. Speed of saucer passes in game. Okay, this adjusts attributes how that will affect circumstances of the pass. Okay, so I don't know if I want to change the... I'm going to leave these alone. That's for human, that's for CPU, then human. The likelihood that a player will intercept a nearby pass. I want to intercept passes. So I am going to turn that up for me. I'm going to turn that down for the CPU. There we go. There we go. All right, the easier it is to receive pucks. So I'm going to make it harder for the CPU. I'm going to make it much easier for me. So we're going to bring that up. Again, this would be so much easier if this had text-to-speech. I can't state that enough. I'm really frustrated with... So this determines if a player doesn't have enough time, how hard is it for him to get the puck? I'm trying to make that easy. Okay. Alright, that changes puck control rating. How much the speed of the effects receiving the pass? Probably want that down. Alright, the big thing I really want to set is goalies. And checking. Okay. Stick and physics. Okay. This is for... okay, this is for determining... Oh, this is for Styx. Okay. Yeah, okay. So this is like a lot of Styx stuff. Puck control, deacon impact, spin deacon impact. Yeah, I'm gonna skip that tab. Goalie, all right, here we go. So this is where I want to turn down their goalie a little bit so I can get more shots in. I wonder if they dissolved their accessibility department. No, I don't think so. Hi, is this for PC? I actually do not know the answer to that. I am interested. So one of the things, again, I did mention this earlier. If you're coming in late, there is a setting for enhanced vibration. So we haven't had a chance to check it out yet. But right now I'm setting up my stuff. All right, that's game style. Makes goalies want to cover up the puck more often. No, you don't want to cover the puck. Don't do that. Speak frequency in which the goalie will pass the puck. How fast the goalie will be able to react when moving across the crease. I'm going to turn the CPUs down. I'm going to turn mine up. As you can tell, I've done this before, so this is like a standard thing for me. Wow, my goalies were slow. All right. How fast the goalie will react to make a save. You know I'm going to turn that down on the computer. I'm going to turn that up on my guy. Listen, I'm not trying to make it fair. I'm trying to make it fun for me. Let's see. How fast the goalie will react to deflections. This will be so interesting. I want to see what this enhanced vibration stuff is. This might be the one saving grace for me. All right. How much screening? Oh, yeah. So I want screening to be up. Screening is when you get in front of the goaltender. You create traffic. You create busy, you know, you create noise. Not so much audio noise, but just visual noise for the goaltender. How long it takes a goalie to find a puck when the screen is removed. I want that up for him, down for me. Because that's how I go. All right. Next tab. Checking. All right. How likely the puck carrier will stumble when interacting with the boards? I'm going to like turn that. Oh, that's down for me. Sweet. Is that? Oh, that the CPU's got his up. We're going to make him. If he interacts with the boards, I want him to stumble all over the place. This will adjust how easy or difficult it is to hit a opponent's player. I'm assuming I want that to be up. Oh, ho, ho. Oh, the amount a player will stumble. Oh, you can make them, like, stumble all over the place? That's pretty cool. Is that CPU stumbling? Oh, well, okay. The aggressiveness of players in game. All right, I'm going to make my guys aggressive. I'm going to make the computer, yeah, not so much aggressive. And you'll get some nice checks with this, by the way. Wait, you guys see the hitting power? I'm going to, like, crank the hitting power up. The power a player has when hitting another player on the ice. Oh, this is going to be fun. You guys want some fun checks, man. We're going to get those. All right. I have... My power was already pretty high. How much apply... How much a player's size affects hitting? The higher the value, the more the size difference between the two players colliding has an impact on the result. All right, you know, we gotta turn that up, man, because that could make for some amazing contact. Oh, I want that down for him. I want that up for me. Yeah, this could be fun. We're going to have, like, some arcadey hockey. We're going to have, like, bodies going everywhere. How much speed affects... Oh! Yes! So what this means is because my guys go fast and his guys go slow, if I hit him... Oh, that is going to be pretty. All right, turn that up. All right, this is rating effect, which I don't care about. How much a hit will have an effect on a player that isn't prepared? If they're unprepared, yeah, they'll be like splattered all over the ice and stuff. That's pretty cool. I approve. Let's see. That's for incidental contact. How accurate a player will be at poke checking. How much power... Poke checking. How much is the stick lift? So this is defense. Okay, so let me see what I got left. All right, so those are penalties. That's not even an issue. Okay, so here we go. There's a couple things I do want to change here. We have... this will adjust to how the CPU adjusts to your playing habits. Scale up to make the CPU more difficult to play against. Decrease the CPU's face-off success. I'll be curious to see how we do with face-off. Difficulty of the CPU-controlled fighter. Yeah, we'll turn that down. Determines if the CPU will change their... Yeah, we're just going to make the CPU dumb. I'm not going to have the... Yeah, this won't change my strategy. Okay, that's be a pro. We're not doing that. All right, looking to see if there's anything... All right, so that's everything. That's it all set. Sorry it took so long. That's a little disappointing. So if you're just tuning in, there is no new accessibility as far as like text-to-speech goes. Settings. However, hot. I still would like to play a game play now. Because... Lost.
Play now.
All right, let's see if Play Now reads teams. It does not. All right, that's annoying. That's okay, though. We'll work with it. All right, so I should start... Let's see... All right, Chicago Blackhawks. All right, Avalanche. So I want to be the... Let's see. All right, so I'm going to be the... All right, so we're going to have Hawks, against who? What team do you guys want? I'll throw some suggestions out. I'll pick a team. We can also do. Let's see here. We can also do American Hockey League, ECHL. All right, we can do... Oh, there's the Adirondack Thunder. So we can do ECHL. Let's see who else we got. We got a bunch of other leagues. We've also got OHL, QMJHL, and WHL. But I'd like to do an NHL team to start with. So what would you guys like to see? Penguins. All right. We can. All right. There's Nashville. All right. There's the. So they should be here. Oh. Here we go. Oh, that's Ottawa. All right, so Pittsburgh should be right here. There's Chris Letang. Yep. All right. All right. All right, so we're getting the like rosters. There we go. Okay. Oh, they changed this. Cool. All right, so settings. I just want to check
accessibility
rules really quick. Is rules down here? All right, cool. So rules are good.
Accessibility.
We're doing 5-minute periods. All right, so let's see what this is all about. Enhanced vibration. Let's do it.
National Hockey League action is on the agenda tonight, courtesy of EA Sports. Hi, everybody.
Brent says Montreal. I'll do Montreal in the next one.
For this interconference showdown. Both teams seem ready, and they are about to drop the puck on this opening faceoff. The Penguins start with possession as we are now underway. It's a 2-on-1 rush! And skilled use of the stick to poke the puck away. Oh, he'd like to have that one back as it goes off the side. Just a simple save by Jari. Can't get it to go.
Am I playing?
The Blackhawks gain control of the puck against the wall. Picked up along the boards by Kane. Tried the corner, but it goes off the side.
All right, I don't think
net.
I'm playing. Oh!
Denies him. He got all of it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, what another save. The Penguins gain control of the puck. And that doesn't exactly go tape to tape. And he says no! Puck picked up by DeBrincat. Stuffs him again!
A little slow to react there. It looked like it got up on him in a hurry and it hits him right in the
So
mask.
I'm getting...
Pretty fortunate that he's okay.
Manages to hang on. Here's a short pass to Crosby.
I'm getting feedback. But... Well, this feels weird on the controller.
On this last shift.
Takes the feed from the left side.
I mean...
And now he angles it across to Gensel. Takes a shot. Oh, he got a little And they clear that puck. Grabbed along the boards by DeHaan. And he denied that opportunity. The Penguins move it ahead. And he slides it quickly to Gensel. Here we go, on-man rush. And that shot gets caught in traffic.
So
Chicago's got the puck along the wall. Great heads-up play with the stick by Kubelik. Sends it in deep. Taken along the wall by DeHaan. Pittsburgh's going to play the puck from behind the cage. From his own end, he moves it up ahead. Levels him with the hit. And they send it down the ice.
Yeah, they're going to try to set the tone of this game by using the body. There's a good, solid hit early in the game.
If I could lie in this...
Pittsburgh's got it in the offensive zone. Malkin's got the puck.
Malkin still plays?
And he slides it quickly to Letang. Puts it on net for the point. And the puck leaves the zone going back to center ice. Setting up behind his own net now. Picked up along the wall by Johnson.
Ooh.
Denies him with a save. Puck scooped up by Murphy. Doesn't go. Oh, that's a big time save. I think he got it with a toe. Pittsburgh's got it against the boards. And that's out of reach and out of the offensive zone. And no luck on that pass attempt. Oh, breaks it off the outside of the
I gotta say, corner, but clearly not. I like the vibrations, but they're not giving me anything useful.
Score, the posts aren't helping either.
Pittsburgh's got the puck in the defensive end.
Oh!
Blackhawks strike!
Did they change the controls, maybe? I mean, because, like, I don't feel like I did anything there.
All kinds of time, and he has time to pick his spot. Top bins.
The Blackhawks have the game's first
goal. One thing on face-offs, I think you can actually feel.
I wonder what the first break was going to be. They have a chance. They take advantage. Now they lead.
Grabs the puck at center. Rocks him. And he breaks up the opportunity in front with a poke check.
The play doesn't die on his stick, James. There's always a next play for him because he works his way around the defenders. He's got a good chance here again.
Yeah, you can feel him skating.
And that's a solid clearing attempt on the play. Pittsburgh's got the puck. From the left side, he moves it up ahead. Moves it to Kapanen. Odd-man rush. Takes a shot. Just wide. And they get that puck down the ice. Turns him away. Oh, wow. Stops him again.
All right, so that, I know I shot that.
Save. Positioning does it all.
Moves the puck inside the offensive zone. Driving right to the front. He was locked in there.
I thought they worked the puck around pretty good. Here they get a good chance on goal, but not to be.
Taken by Kubelik. Pittsburgh's got the puck along the boards. Trying to clear the puck.
Yeah, and see, I got to tell you, there's nothing for me that's new here.
Moves the puck to Heinen. Can't connect on the pass.
I can feel him. Oh, yeah. Wow. I may have changed the camera, yeah.
The goalie's not going to like this, mainly because that turnover right in front of him doesn't allow him to get set. He gets beat down low.
Just here in the late stages of this frame.
But yeah, there's nothing other than the controls. I do like how it feels on my hands, though.
Oh, a devastating check there. And that's denied by Chari. There's another stop. Picked up along the wall by Tage. Oh, what a big hit on the play.
Outstanding play. Closed the lane off. Finished him hard.
Here he is. Shot right in front. Oh, it stops him again. Nearing the final 60
I can
seconds
probably
here
like learn what these vibrations mean.
He was waiting for him and laid the shoulder right into him.
That might loosen a few of the choppers on that play. And that pass can't connect.
But is, I don't know.
And the
I'm not
parts the zone. Oh, what a denial by Chari.
Chari's busy though, man. Oh.
Grabs it and rips it.
So, yeah, I don't know.
4 minutes left in regulation time. We'll get to the second period right after this.
It's about what I expected.
Yeah, I'm not really.
And we're about set to drop the puck here on period number two.
I'm not impressed.
Pittsburgh's won the draw.
Oh, I didn't even get.
Jumalin's carrying it ahead. The Blackhawks gain possession in their own end. Fires it into the offensive zone. Here he is. Takes the shot. Wow.
Score! Oh, he scored.
They are on fire.
Yeah, and it's all different sources, too. Score a goal, make a change.
Wow.
Nothing seems to slow them down.
So yeah, enhanced vibration, not really noticing anything.
It's hard enough to be the goal.
Other than you do, it does feel better on the controller.
Like a rubber ball, it's bouncing all over the place and somehow ends up behind the goalie. That's a tough break for him.
The Penguins win possession here in the open ice. Couldn't complete the pass. Gets it out of his own end. Great stick work as he pokes it away.
It's almost like he's slaloming through the defenders. He can make a move. He's known to create his own room and get to the front of the net. Good save by the goaltender here, though.
I want to fight.
We're still near.
Liam is destroying my team.
The Blackhawks now lead by three.
Yeah, I just don't.
Puck is dropped and he wins the draw here in the defensive zone. The Blackhawks gain possession. His reflexes on display tonight. Play is whistled dead as the puck goes up and over.
Oh, fight. No.
Officials getting ready to drop the puck to get play back underway. The Penguins win the draw. And just a good old-fashioned solid body check on the play. From the place 99 made famous. Chicago's score!
Oh, God!
This is unbelievable!
It's turning into a laugher. Four straight goals for them.
So, a lot of the commentary is the same. A lot of everything's the same.
To turn this thing on in a second.
They seem a half a step quicker all over the ice. That adds up into a lead that they can extend.
Puck grab by Kubalik. And not much on that one. Oh, an explosive hit on the play.
I'm literally just firing the puck.
A little too sweet with that save.
Sometimes you're in close, there's no room to put it anywhere. The goalie smothered it all.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what sort of horn they gave the Kraken. Because they don't really have a horn yet.
Pittsburgh's got it in the defensive zone. Nice pass. Putting the hard hat on here. What a hit. Trying to clear. And they get it out. And now it's grabbed by Kubalik. Makes the save as he gets a piece of it with the glove. Jari's got the puck and he's going to hang on.
I might have to try the Kraken. I wonder what they gave him for a horn.
Still lots of time left in the period.
Because Climate Pledge isn't open yet.
Making this a blowout, leading by four. Crosby's won it off the faceoff.
Oh.
Rocked him. Chicago's got the puck behind the net. That won't go as that goes off the side of the net. Faceoff coming up as the puck goes up and over the glass. Teams are ready for the draw. The linesman about to drop the puck.
Yeah.
Puck is dropped and we are back underway. Passes it over to Gensel. Big hit, absolutely lowering the boom.
He closed so fast, there was nowhere for him to go.
And he regains control of the puck. Goaltender gave him nothing as it goes off the side of the net. Puck dumped in. Scooped up along the wall by Jones.
So,
and I totally whiffs on that one. Tries to feed it over to Rust. My goodness! Scores!
Oh!
In the back of the net!
Yeah.
Couple of things to look at here on the replay. Watch the positioning to deflect the puck. And then look how hard it is to track. The goalie's got all kinds of people all over the place trying to find the puck. Can't do it this time.
Malkin's won it. Sends the pass over. Let's it go. And he makes the save.
I think it's great that we've got the Jones brothers.
They're winning by a pile, and he hasn't had much to do.
Jari's going to give everyone a chance to breathe and hang on to the puck.
So, yeah, this is NHL 22. A lot like 21. Nothing new accessibility-wise. Kind of what I expected, unfortunately.
Pittsburgh's got possession here in their own end. Great use of the body to knock him off the puck. And they won't connect on that one. From the point, they take control of it. Chicago's scores!
Oh! Oh, my God. That actually feels good, though, on your hands. Like, you can feel them tee off with the stick. This is not even fair.
Man, you dream about this, where you got enough room to push the puck forward, walk into it, and hammer a slap shot.
That felt Chicago's like a slap shot on my hands, too.
Can't be feeling too good tonight about now, Ray.
No, they're looking at the clock and hoping they go to straight time, and this thing can end in a hurry.
Puts it in deep. Puck picked up by Taves. The Penguins have it now. Exploring options here inside the defensive zone. And it's a quick pass to Kapanen. Along the side, here they come through the neutral zone. From the right wing, he moves it to the middle. Pittsburgh's got the puck against the half wall. Tried to connect the pass, but it doesn't go. Puck cleared from the defensive end. Oh, and that stays out with the toe save.
Of course, the Hawks have Marc-Andre Fleury now.
Fired into the offensive zone, allowing for the blue line to change things up. Taken along the wall by Kubalik. Stops him cold. Oh, that was violent.
That's a big hit, and it jars you right to the core when you get hit like that.
Oh, comes up with a stop.
That was a shot for me.
The Blackhawks gain control of the puck against the wall. We got a stoppage as the puck sails over the glass.
Such hard work in the defensive zone when you're rolling around on a cycle trying to stop the other team.
So this is NHL 22. Really nice, I really don't have a lot else to say. Other than I really don't have anything, honestly. We're gonna quit.
To accept, press the X button.
What? Okay, what am I accepting? Whether you are on the ice or on the couch, breakthrough hockey is for everyone. Positive play is what keeps the game that we all love fun, competitive, and inclusive. We are committed to maintaining NHL 22 as a diverse and open community for all. All right, so, yeah, okay, cool.
I understand. Play now.
So, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it's what I expected. Like I said, I mentioned this to you guys earlier, I can't be disappointed if I have no expectations.
Control center for broadcast, music, mic, accept profile, power.
I'm just going to turn that off. So, can't be very upset if you don't have expectations. I really don't know what is going on at EA. I know Brandon was like, hey, have they dissolved their accessibility department? I don't think so, personally. I just don't think they've got an idea of what they're really doing. I suspect I guess inclusivity doesn't include blind people. No, I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I noticed Karen Stevens has been very silent on Twitter, on social media in general. Who knows? I mean, you know, no one's saying anything. My hope is that, no one was fired. I'm hoping that everyone still has their jobs, that it's just a transitional phase because of the new consoles. I had kind of hoped that last year would be the transitional phase, but I know that all these games are being moved over to the new consoles. I don't know, man. Yeah, diverse community, exactly. And I feel the frustration, like I really do. And there comes a point where you can only make excuses for so long. And I know last year I was like, listen, guys, bad year, COVID, you know, platform change. And I understand that. This year for NHL, they're going to the new platform. I know FIFA went to it last year, but there ultimately at some point does have to be a point where you either do it or you don't do it. And it is very disheartening to see this. So, I mean, unfortunately, I'm going to say what I've said the last few years, which is hopefully maybe next year, you know. I mean, I haven't bought any of these games. I won't buy any of these games. EA will not get my money until I see reasonable improvement. It's just not going to happen. Obviously, I'm one guy, and what I do doesn't really matter in the scheme of things. But I can't give someone my money when they're doing this. I hope that, you know, next year is a catalyst for positive change. I hope that with the move to PS5 and Xbox Series and the new, you know, engine, I hope that we start looking at how to improve these things. I'm not going to say if I'm confident or not, because I always try to be optimistic, you know. But, you know, I mean, Brandon, excuse me, does kind of nail it, obviously, a lot more blunt than I'm being, but put up or shut up, basically. And, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's kind of how I do feel. I feel like you either do it or you don't do it. And I hope that, you know, they do. They have the resources to do it. They have the player base to do it. They have the talent to do it. So now they just need to do it. So I don't know what is going on. The silence has been really telling, and that's what concerns me. I have not seen any tweets. I have not seen any updates. Nothing. So, but you know what, though? It is what it is. Here's the good thing. Next week, next Thursday, Jackbox Party Pack 8. That is going to be a lot of fun. And the cool thing about that is issues can be addressed. I know they will be addressed. And so when we play next Thursday, anything that we find will be cataloging. And hopefully controllers can be updated to take advantage of, you know, things that need fixing. So join me next week for that. Tomorrow night on Twitch, we'll be doing Quiplash After Dark. It has been a much requested thing that people want me to bring back. So we'll be doing that on Twitch tomorrow night. And obviously every week, Poptail Weekly is on Wednesday nights. We'll be doing Voice Spark Live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be simulcasting that here on my channel. And we'll have some other cool stuff coming up. I do want to do some Hearthstone. I do want to do more Crazy Party. If there's something you feel I should be playing that isn't Blind Fisherman, let me know and we'll stream it. I'll be going away next month for a vacation, so I'll try to have some stuff cooked up for you guys while I am gone. Excuse me. that was coming. So before I go, I want to thank my patrons. One more time, big thanks to all of you guys that are awesome patrons and make these streams possible. You are always welcome to donate. Visit leerven.me/D for donate or /P for Patreon. So big thanks to Anton Bayer, Doug Schock, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, Danny Combs, Michael Lau, Kyle Smith, Munawar Vajani, James Zine, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Davidson, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Blind Life Gaming, Michael Welty, Lunar Raven, Heather Messaker, Audio Game Geek, Melissa Rowe, Hillary Duncan, Ashley Coleman, Shane Erle, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Filichuk. Thanks to all of you that watch these streams. Thanks to everyone who joined today. I apologize for this being as sort of empty and disappointing as it was. We kind of knew this going into it, though, so at least there was no real disappointment other than the standard disappointment that we usually have with these. But it was fun to try. So, again, we will have a really good time with Jackbox next week. I am looking forward to it. I have... listen, it's going to be fun. I'll stake my reputation on it. I know that it's going to be a good time. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that. So that'll be next Thursday, hopefully 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll do two streams. First stream will sort of be a look at the whole thing. We'll set it up. We'll play. And then later in the evening, we'll come back and play again. We'll play more. And I'm sure Athir will join me because he'll want to play. And then you guys can play and we all can play. And there's hopefully three games we can play in the new pack. So I'm looking forward to that. They look like they're games that we'll get a lot more out of than we did in 7. 7 really only had like two games we could stream. One of them was kind of hard to stream because it went quick. So we'll see. But that's what's coming up. Again, thanks so much, guys, for being here. I do apologize that this was not what we were expecting. But sometimes you gotta, you know... You got to do that sometimes. So I appreciate you guys being here. Couldn't do it without you guys. I'm really excited with how well the channel's doing lately. I know the marathon was a big reason for that. So don't forget, if you haven't watched the marathon, please go back and watch it. If you have watched the marathon, maybe catch the parts that you missed. And please let people know that we're doing these things. You know, I want to do stuff that's fun for you guys and fun for me. So having you here makes it fun. And I will be back soon, tomorrow night on Twitch. Make sure you follow me, twitch.tv/LiamIrvin. And we'll be playing some Quiplash. Athir will be joining me. We'll have a good time and probably be dirty people because it's probably not going to be safe for work. I mean, listen, it's called Quiplash After Dark. What do you really expect? So I'll see you guys soon. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night. Good corn. And thanks for hanging out with me.